Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, man. Whatever type of day that you're having, I hope it turns out to be an absolutely amazing day. We got a brand new month, brand new show, so of course you know we're going to kick it off, right? But this is how we do it. Got to holla at my sis. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here. On You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and let's go ahead and get things started, all right? Of course, now you guys already know that Eminem loves us on Fridays, man. Listen, we cannot help it. Now, it's not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go all the way in and show our IG page some love on Instagram. So you know what? It's a huge shout out to @verifiediran on Instagram.
Yes, appreciate that love, Ron. And hashtag too many hashtags is our segment where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Listen, we have to talk about all the crazy things that took place throughout the week. And we just got to simply have a conversation, see what you guys think, give our opinions. You know how we do this. Stay tuned during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, y'all, we marched right into the month of March. That's right. Month number 3 of 2018. And in this month, we want to kick the inspiration into high gear with March motivation as we discuss topics like money management, achieving your goals, finding your purpose, fitness, and so much more. And also, y'all, we're keeping the inspiration coming to you under 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And this week is from Misa, so trust me, you do not want to miss what Misa's got to say.
And all of this is happening within 60 minutes of your time here on Eminem Live Radio, but you cannot miss a single beat. You got to join in on today's question. It's all centered around this right here. For all that you do at your job, how much money do you think you deserve to get paid? Instagram and Twitter, Square's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. And don't get in trouble with your boss if they follow you on social media.
Don't tag them.
Just
block them for a quick second, and then you can unblock them after the show's over.
Most definitely. I like that plan a whole lot better. But Mia, we are in March motivation. Just recently, we just came out of February,
our
month-long segment. It was absolutely amazing. What do you think about it?
I thought February was a huge success. Not only did we have artists on the show, but we had a world-renowned musician. We had a shoe designer.
Yes.
So many great things came out of February.
Absolutely. And I feel like this song right here is a great way to start off and kick off a brand new Eminem Live Radio show.
A new month, you know, new things is happening.
New things are happening. Listen, you guys hear this guy's voice every single time Eminem Live Radio comes on. He is the mastermind behind our jingle, Glow. He has a brand new album out entitled Glorious.
So you gotta go cop that if you haven't gotten it yet.
Make sure you go ahead and do that. But without further ado, let's go ahead and kick it off with new things. We got a little cast coming up and hashtag too many hashtags. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
This. Come on and hop in the ride with this. So good you don't need no sides with this. I'm going Optimus Prime with this. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah, 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 yeah. Talking new things, new waves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God doing a new thing. Got the trap on a new way. I really hope you can swim, shout it. Cause we going in, shout it. This is the day. All things are new and the old is erased. Better come on if you come in with me. Put the watch on my wrist cause ain't no time to waste. No matter what. I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything.
Hey, all things new. He can make all things new. Yeah, he got the juice and I got the proof. Just look at the moves. You see that they knew, yeah. I'm feeling so brand new, baby. Everything, everything new. He makes all things new, yeah. I'm feeling so brand new.
I know to move.
sure if you guys have seen the new music video to that song, but it is really dope. Like, you know where, like, the dance break comes in with the beat drops?
Yeah.
There's, like, this whole dance hip-hop break, you know, Cass kind of, like, in the back chilling. Like, it's really dope.
Oh, I gotta see it.
You gotta check it out. Again, guys, that was Tomorrow Will Come by Cass. I love her. She's really been put on the map since Light Work. She was put on that song with Reach Records, Lecrae, Tadashi, and Eminio, What Up RG, 1K Few, all of them, and she was at the end of the song singing on, like, a little ballad under Trip Lee's verse, and, like, she was so dope. So she's been really been blowing up then, so if you want to go check her out, follow her on all social media and get that song. Again, it was Tomorrow Will Come by Cass. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and listen, I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Listen to this one right here. Hashtag a new pizza papa. Now, last year we watched how many CEOs of large companies, those a lot, stepped down from their positions as they voiced their opinions on NFL players taking a knee along with Colin Kaepernick to protest injustice with police brutality and mistreating of veterans in America. One of the CEOs that decided to step down was John Shatner, founder of Papa John's. When he made his comment on not agreeing with the protest, and because of his statement, Papa John's pizza sales plummeted. Papa John's has been the official sponsor of the NFL since 2010, but isn't anymore by reason of his statement and bad sales. Turns out, y'all, that it was a mutual agreement between Papa John's and the NFL to end the sponsorship. But turns out also, the next pizza papa that is now sponsoring the NFL is Pizza Hut. Mia, what do you think about this? We have a new pizza sheriff in town.
It's whack.
Oh,
first
my
of
goodness.
All, okay, listen. Come for me if you want to, but I don't like Pizza Hut pizza. Like, that's just my personal opinion. And then also, the cool thing about, like, Papa John's is because it was, like, an actual spokesperson. You know, like, you saw, it's Papa John's, and you saw Papa John. You know, he was interacting with, like, you know, what, Eli Manning, and,
right,
like, you know, other football players and stuff. And I don't know, man. I mean, good for, I guess, shout out to Pizza Hut for, like, getting the sponsorship. That's a great deal. But, I mean, I don't like Pizza Hut. I'm not a fan. Do you like Pizza Hut?
Yes. Congratulations, first of all, to Pizza Hut. You know, it is unfortunate that Papa John's is deciding to you know, not move forward with the whole sponsorship. They are still going to be in the league, you know, sponsoring 22 local teams.
Okay.
But I feel like Pizza Hut was a nice backup. And, you know, it's a good torch to pass to Papa John's. You don't think so?
No. Pizza Hut pizza. You seriously like Pizza Hut pizza?
Yes.
What do you like about it? It's too greasy for me.
Greasy?
Yes, yo. You walk up in there, that's all you smell. They have canola oil everywhere. Like, it's just a lot for me.
That's what pizza is.
No, nah. With Papa John's, you got better ingredients, better pizza. Therefore, it was Papa John's. Like, you cannot fight that. You did not get, you smelt ingredients. You smelt the cilantro. You smelt the pasta sauce. You smelt the cheese and mozzarella. You just smell number grease when you walk in Pizza Hut.
That's what it's all about. That's what America is. America's greasy.
Greasy. You call America's America greasy. Greasy?
It's very, very greasy. You know, like, I feel like when you walk into pizza, first of all, it's junk food, man. So you cannot expect to walk into Papa John's and get a pizza that's going to taste like an apple. Like, that's not going to happen.
I'm not saying that because all the ingredients were fresh, they were healthy. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I'm saying that it just smelled great. You know, I just felt like, you know, my nose aromas, I just got ready to eat with Papa John's. I just liked it.
I need to smell the oil. Smell the butter. I need to smell the cheese, the bread. I need calories smelling in the air.
Well,
That's what I need.
Well, I guess the NFL is now greasy because they got greasy pizza.
It's some good pizza. You know you like it. Hashtag looks like Papa John's.
Hashtag we're in a rut.
Hashtag but nobody does pizza.
Hashtag like the Hut.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, y'all. Hashtag 2018 Fresh Royalty. Apologies to Will Smith. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air might be getting dethroned soon because there's a potential new heir being eyed for a TV reboot. And guess what, y'all? He is going to be a she. That's right. The company that owns the rights to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air filed a new trademark application to lock down the Fresh Princess for a television program that could be virtually on another media platform. There are also looks to trademark the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air, like a whole bunch of merch, like backpacks, animal collars, and like so many other things. But either way, it's being said that a new TV reboot will be called The Fresh Princess of Bel-Air. And it hasn't been said if like Will Smith has gotten behind the reboot, like the female-focused reboot. But I don't know, Misa, what do you think about The Fresh Princess of Bel-Air, about the reboot?
I don't like it. Only because, you know, we're living in an era in which a lot of our old, you know, favorite, near and dear television shows that we all grew up on, they're all deciding to kind of make a comeback and do really big reboots. Sister, Sister.
That's So Raven came back.
That's So Raven. You know, and Martin, the list goes on and on. You can't come back with, first of all, the legendary Fresh Prince of Bel-Air television show with the Will Smith. You can't come back with a princess.
I don't know. Thinking about the whole thing. Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm gonna let you guys know this about me. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is my favorite show of all time. I promise you, I have it recorded on DVR. That's probably all a majority of what I watch on TV. So I love the show very dearly. And when I heard about the Fresh Princess, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of thinking like, how will that go? Not saying that it can't be done, but just know there's a lot of pressure behind that because you're coming behind such a great, legendary, award-winning, a great show that had longevity, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
So therefore, you got, whoever the princess is, I wanted to see parts of Will in her. You know what I'm saying? It has to be just as funny. You know, just, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to try to mimic, you know, to try to come back from. You know what I'm saying?
The only way we're going to see, you know, any piece of Will Smith in The Fresh Princess if you get Willow, because they look exactly alike.
I mean, you could, but honestly, I've seen so many posts on social media for years saying that the best reboot to ever be done was, say, if bring Will back on TV, let Jaden play his son, and let's say, okay, you're getting so, let's say they were raised up in Bel-Air, California, and he's like, no, you're too prissy, you know, you've been spoiled, I'm gonna take you back to the hood and show you, let you grow up there instead of, you know, I can see that happening, but the princess, I don't know. I got to see how it's done. There's a lot of pressure.
Do you think it could be different if Carlton grows up and they take him from Bel-Air, California, into Philly?
Now, that would be great. Listen, man, hire your girls. Whoever's going to, you know, do this show, we got ideas
I'm
for
telling you.
We could all make money. You know, hit us up.
Yeah, the Fresh Prince Philly.
I know, just hit us up. Hashtag looking at the rumors.
Hashtag there's no fighting here.
Hashtag go ahead and make way.
Hashtag for the princess of Bel-Air.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, if you're just now tuning in, you're rocking with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending. To the use of hashtags.
Hashtag no man's land. We live in a world where you have to be careful of what you say because just about anything could come off as being offensive. There was an organization of mostly women that came together that have all want the word man to be removed from people's vocabulary because they feel like that word, which is man, is sexist. So even if the word has, or even if any type of word have the word man in it, like demand or certain things like
really?
That, then they either want it changed or removed. Now, my only thing about this is I can see as to where they're coming from, but my thing is to change an entire major piece of English language. Don't you think that's going to be a little hard? So even on the interview, when the newscaster was interviewing the spokeswoman of this organization, he said, so what should we say in place of man? And she said, I don't know, like maybe we should say something like person. And he was like, well, isn't the word man also in woman, in the word woman? She was like, yeah, but we also have to change that too. So it's a bit confusing. Even when he mentioned, you know, there's a place called Manchester, like we all know.
Right.
What are we going to change that to?
Because I mean, Chester.
Exactly. Like, what are we going to do? So, I mean, they've been talking about it. It's been kind of making its way around. But I wanted to know, you know, if anyone were to ask me what word I would want to change, because I get so offended when I hear this word.
What word would you want to change?
It's bills. Remove that word. I don't like it. Take out the word. I get offended every time it comes to my house. Somebody asks me, did you pay your bills? I'm offended.
Okay, so then if we were to take away bills, then what would substitute that if you take away bills?
I don't know. Like, maybe...
I think you just want the idea and just bills.
Just take bills out altogether. I don't like bills. Just take it out. Like, did you take care of your business? Business.
No, Misa. Now, you know that sound like you just got at the bathroom doing some business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say that.
Did you take care of your business? Yeah, I took care of it. I paid it last week.
That's where things get confusing. That's why even this whole taking out the word man thing, listen, when you said even like the word demand, like I thought you only meant like mailman or like woman. Like, you know, I thought you meant like stuff like that. But when you say things like it gets too tricky.
Yeah.
And then everyone's, I don't know, I feel like everyone, certain things that like happen. Girl, I thought people get like too offended with it.
But to be honest, I think I saw as to where the young lady was coming from, because it seemed as if she was just saying certain titles like mailman or Superman or different things like that. Of course, when you think about mailman or the garbage man, you think that those are all jobs that men are supposed to only, you know, work and apply for.
Okay.
So she was kind of thinking, you know, because I feel like everyone should be able to have a fair opportunity of working at any type of job or occupation. Why don't we change that title, mailman, to something that's more, you know, open to all genders and all types? But I don't think she really thought about the whole Manchester and different things of that nature.
That's going to get really tricky. I don't know. She's going to have to do something about that.
I think so, too. Hashtag dear everyone.
Hashtag say your prayers.
Hashtag to the big person.
Hashtag upstairs.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag underage and under the knife. An 11-year-old, y'all. Listen, an 11-year-old underwent plastic surgery after she was being bullied at school over her protruding ears. Bella Harrington, 11 years old of Richmond, Virginia, has always been embarrassed about her ears. She said people would make her self-conscious about it and people would bully her ever since the third and fourth grade. So Sabrina Harrington, her mom, agreed that they hated seeing that her daughter be bullied for so many years over her ears. So therefore, they said that she could go under the knife and get cosmetic surgery to get her ears pulled back. And of course, you know, they posted it on social media and people had so many different opinions and things like that about saying, you know, how could you let a young girl so young go under the knife? But they were saying how after the young girl Bella got her surgery, she's gained so much more confidence. She's happier. Like when she saw her ears, she cried tears of joy because of it. So, I mean, so how do you feel about the whole, how do you feel about an 11-year-old going under the knife for a cosmetic surgery?
It's crazy. It's crazy. And of course, it's no surprise that we all live in a crazy world. But my thing is, what happened to just instilling confidence in your child? I feel like that's absolutely too young to be going under the knife for any type of issue that you're experiencing with your body.
Yeah, I agree 100%, because honestly, when you think about it, you're 11, you know what I'm saying? So you never know. You have so many more years of maturing and your body's going to change. So therefore, your face might fill out and therefore like they'll factor in with your ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, and also another thing, like you said, Misa, I feel like we live in a time where everyone, you see many people in social media or people in pop culture where they get things done and they get this taken away or they get this added and therefore it gives them more confidence. I mean, if you have the money, go ahead and do it. But for somebody young, you should instill in them confidence. Like, don't just say, oh, well, because in that case, every little thing that they hate about themselves, are you going to go ahead and change it and go under the knife?
But I actually feel like even if you have the money to do it, why would you put it into something as useless as getting something changed on your body that God really intended for you to have? Like you said, there's been plenty of things that I didn't like growing up as a kid, but I filled myself out, you know, or I grew into my face, or I grew into my ears.
Or you learn to accept the things that you have. Those things, like one quote that she said, Bella, the 11-year-old said, she said, I don't like my ears because they make me different. Well, everyone on this earth is different. Like I'm not judging her parents, but I really wish her parents would have took that moment to like, you know, inspire her and be like, well, you know, everyone's different. Not everyone looks the exact, not everyone looks perfect. So you know what? Embrace your ears because those things make you. You bump all those kids who are bullied because they have their own insecurities and that's why they're bullying you.
Exactly. I just kind of feel like we live in a world in which, especially television and pop culture society, they're conditioning our kids to thinking that anything that you have wrong, that God has put his paintbrush on, just go to somebody that can man make you some ears. There's nothing like the real thing, baby. And it's not just a song, but I feel like all natural is all pretty.
All natural is all pretty. I love that, Misa. Hashtag mom, dad.
Hashtag would you mind giving me.
Hashtag a couple of $1,000.
Hashtag for surgery, please.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Happy March motivation on behalf of your girls here at M&M Live Radio. We are keeping the motivation and encouragement spiraling out of control. Listen, in the next few moments, you are going to be hearing your 1 minute inspiration. All we need is 60 seconds to give you a little pick me up for your day.
And listen, guys, you got to join in on this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. For all that you do at your job, how much money do you think you deserve to get paid? Go ahead and speak your piece on our social media, on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But you know what? We're going to get back into some more music. Misa, this next guy was also a guest on February.
He was, and he was very great to talk to. You know, he's been traveling the world, and I see as to why he has so many followers, because his music is just captivating.
Hundreds of thousands of followers just because of one instrument, and that's his violin.
And he kills it every single time he plays. Listen, this is Daniel D with Am I Wrong. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
What up, KHO in the building?
Hey, y'all, it's Michelle Williams.
This is Daryl.
It's Rhea.
It's Paco.
It's Aja.
And we're the Lobster.
It's your boy, Uncle Reese, and you're listening to my girls.
My girls, Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia.
Misa and Mia on M&M Live Radio.
M&M Live Radio.
Turn up!
And I love M&M, so y'all keep it locked.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes? No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I see my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the wrong way. yeah. Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Everybody I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We've got to hold on.
Trying to get away from all of this pain. It's like I can't catch a break, afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer.
Hold on.
It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is.
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Stronger with Roy Tosh featuring my girl, V-Rose.
You know, with it being March Motivation, we really want to do a great inspirational song. So that is definitely one of them.
Oh,
we got
yes.
more where that came from. But listen, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, listen, just go to our Twitter account. And that's at MM Live Radio, because we post in the name of the song as well as the artist. Because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive. Check out our Twitter at MM Live Radio. But listen, y'all, we got to get into this week's conversation,
yes.
man. It's all centered around this question right here. For all that you do at your job, how much money do you think you deserve to get paid? You're going to go ahead and speak your piece right here on social media. But, you know, we're going to read all of the things that you guys said on social media. We're going to start over on Instagram first.
Here we go. At Idolize Dynasty, this person says $15 an hour. At KingDub24, he says $15 per hour minimum plus tips.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, for all that you do at your job, how much money do you think you deserve to get paid?
And Jamila Ashley Brady all the way on Facebook says, don't even get me started, man. She put an emoji right there. Rolling her eyes.
Rolling her eyes.
At least $550 more a week, but I love the show I'm on and the people I work with, so I try to forget the money discrepancy.
Well, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. Just hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook, too, at M&M Live Radio. And let us know, man, for all that you do at your job, how much do you think you deserve to get paid? Let us know. But, of course, you guys already know what the Big Mars Motivation and, of course, a regular M&M Live Radio show. You guys love this segment right here. 1 Minute Inspiration, where we keep you uplifted and inspired. All under 60 seconds, we bring it to you guys on social media and also live here on the air. And you know what? Your girl Misa is coming to you this week with your 1 Minute Inspiration.
Here we go. This inspiration is about unity and togetherness. As divided as our country seems to be, there's no valid reason why we need to join them in behaving and thinking in such a way. Yes, one may have a different viewpoint or opinion from you, in which we all do that, but they are your enemy. Sometimes I kind of feel like it can be so easy to make a new enemy than make a new friend, because our society tries to condition us to thinking that this is the way of life. Exclusion over inclusion, until the moment a tragedy occurs, then we all need to reunite. Too late. We are so much better when we work together, now and today. A marriage is unbreakable when a husband and wife are a unit. Your team at work is a force to be reckoned with when all is on the same page. Our country can be unstoppable if we were actually united. The moment that we realize that there are strengths in numbers, we will finally grasp the concept that if you want to go fast, go alone. But when you want to go far, then go together.
Love that inspiration, brought to you by my girl Misa. And that's so good with everything, especially that's been happening with these school shootings that have been so devastating to hear.
Crazy.
The fact that we all come together, you know, we're all mourning and, you know, counseling, even Parkland and, you know, all the other, I think CMU University.
Yeah.
So many other different schools that have been having shootings recently. But then we all, then we go our different ways and then we're all like bashing each other.
But right, why do we have to wait? You know,
right.
Why wait until something bad happens, when Hurricane Harvey happens and everybody buckled down and everyone was on the same page? But then there was some type of riot that happened just prior to Hurricane Harvey. I'm trying to remember what the name of it was, in South Carolina, or it just happened just recently. But it was crazy that it was so much going on between people and race and different backgrounds and ethnicities. But then when Hurricane Harvey came about, everyone was together, everyone was helping each other out. Why wait when we can be united today and every day?
Every day. Strength in numbers, like Misa said. I love that. That really stuck out to me during her 1 Minute Inspiration. And also, guys, don't forget, our 1 Minute Inspirations are also on social media. So stay tuned this week for a brand new 1 Minute Inspiration. But Misa, this guy just recently had a birthday this week. Happy belated birthday to Justin Bieber. Ooh. Living his best life, doing all things he can do, man. Listen, I love this next song right here. It's a great March motivation song.
It is, man. It's all about purpose right here. Here's Justin Bieber with a little purpose, and we got some more conversation where that came from. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Far in a peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful.
time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose every day. You give me purpose in every way. Oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know if this is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just, like, try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, that's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just, like, understanding that's just how it is.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. It is March Motivation here on Eminem Live Radio all month long, and that song was Purpose by Justin Bieber.
Just a little inspirational song for y'all. I like that song. I like when he's, like, speaking, you know, giving his, like, you know, his little two cents on Purpose, because I feel like this... One, the Purpose album Justin Bieber did is, like, amazing in general. But I feel like it was, like, a regroup for him. Like, all the crazy things that were happening in his life after he got, like, arrested and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, he really, like, found his purpose, his peace, you know, even, like, his journey in finding God. And then, like, you know, hearing him say what he needs to say in this specific song, Purpose, is really inspirational.
You're going to need some motivation after you get arrested.
You are, man. I mean, even with being in the industry in general, you know, being under a microscope, everyone loving him one second, then everyone, like, tearing him down. So, I mean, he's really come a long way.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. But that was... Once again, Justin Bieber with Purpose, man. We got so much music where that came from, but we also got to go back to this conversation.
We do, man. Listen, it's all centered around this question right here. For all that you do at your job, how much do you think you deserve to get paid? Listen, shout out to everyone that commented on this week's question. And shout out to everyone who's still commenting as we speak. Listen, we see y'all. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question, giving us your two cents. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions, our thoughts, our, you know, speak our piece on the question. So, Misa, for all that you do at your job, how much do you think you deserve to get paid?
Listen, I need $75 an hour plus benefits. And paid vacation, okay, and free food,
listen,
free lunch.
What made you, like, come up to that, like, you know, that conclusion of what you do? Like, what do you factor in, you know what I'm saying?
I factor in my time and my energy and loss of sleep because I feel like what I do is I put in a lot of hours, you know, especially when it's something that I put my mind to. Because to be honest, anything that I have worked for or have decided to be a part of or volunteered for, I always put in like 110%.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never a moment in which I do anything 50% or I like half do it in any type of way. I want to make sure that when I'm represented or when I put my name on something and I'm putting my neck on the chopping block, that it's going to be worth it and it's going to be worth your while and you're going to not regret putting me on your team.
Yeah, I feel you when you say that, Misa. You know, one thing that stuck out to me that you said when you said vacation time. You know what? I'm the same. My response is kind of like almost the same thing. I feel like I deserve, you know, 6 months vacation, like, dang, twice a year.
What?
Yep.
You're not going to work then. You must be a travel agent.
But it's paid vacation. So I could be, like, you know, laid out on a beach and making that shmoney.
Okay. I see what you're doing there.
Listen, guys, it's March Motivation here on Eminem Live Radio, and we're talking about this. It's all centered around this question right here. For all that you do at your job, how much money do you think you deserve to get paid?
Yes, most definitely. And I feel like when it comes to motivation, when it comes to job, I feel like the thing that gets you out of bed, gets you up early in the morning, morning, putting your clothes on, whether it's rain or shine. The reason why you're going to your job is not for your health, but it's to get that money. It's to secure the bag. It's to get your cheddar, get your paper, do what you got to do in order to get your bills paid. See, that's the word that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? But listen.
Get your business paid.
Get your business paid. Get your business taken care of. But yeah, money is the main incentive as to why people get up while they're sitting in traffic, while they're on their way to work, while they deal with, you know, certain coworkers that they may not be,
the rude boss, going all the way across town. The money is the reason.
The money is the reason. But I feel like a lot of times, a lot of people get comfortable when it comes to, you know, the same 9-to-5 job, doing the same mundane thing for 50 years, for 30 years, what have you. And that's the reason why a lot of dreams are crushed, because they're not really willing or ready in the same aspect to kind of leave their 9-to-5 job or cut down on some hours to do your own thing, to start your own business. Because everyone knows that when you're trying to do the entrepreneurship thing,
yeah,
it is not an easy road.
At first, it gets really hard because then, like, life starts getting real for you, like, especially for people when you don't make money right away, which honestly, being in the scenario of entrepreneurship, I really don't know anyone that makes money right away when you first start off being an entrepreneur. I mean, if you do, that's great. But I mean, other stories I've heard, like, people are out here grinding, trying to make sure that they can make the, you know, pay for their business, you know, their bills, like as Misa would say. But you know what? It's like somewhere along down the road, you have to really think, okay, this is my passion. That I'm very passionate about, something that I want to start, that I really believe in, and therefore I got to put my money and my time into it, and therefore it's kind of like you factor in getting money, and it can be a hard situation.
Yeah, it really can be a hard situation, but I feel like that's why a lot of people are afraid of taking that first step, because the money's not going to be there. It's not going to be the same, you know, especially if you decided to flat out leave your 9-to-5 job, or leave that job in which it was more so comfortable when it comes to finances, and of course you could expect a check every single week or every single 2 weeks, whatever your pay period was. But it's so worth it, I feel like, to me, and it's so fulfilling. And I feel like a lot of people have found their purpose when it even comes to stepping out on faith and finding your dream and finding out what your purpose is and making you happy.
Yeah, entrepreneurship, y'all, is a faith walk. For real. Like, honestly, you walking on water, really trying to feel your way throughout, like, literally trusting the situation of getting your needs met and all those types of things. But one thing that you said, Misa, that really stuck out to me, which you said, it's very comfortable, you know, going a 9-to-5 job, getting, you know, paid every single week, every 2 weeks, or whatever the case may be. But one thing I learned that is in the case of being uncomfortable is where you're able to grow. And you're able to see, like, you're able to move and see what you're capable of in the situations under the pressure that you're on. So, therefore, I want to challenge anyone. If you're in a very comfortable situation, but yet you realize that things aren't really, like, moving or progressing the direction you want to, in any way possible that you can think, get out of that comfortable situation and get uncomfortable. Because in that situation where you're kind of like, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to work, I'm not really sure about this, but you are going to grow and progress. And you'll be able to see, okay, I was able to handle that. You know, you don't ever want to take the time where it's like, okay, you're thinking years from now, okay, man, what if I would have done this?
Yeah.
And then for you're working a 9-to-5 pushing someone else's vision and their brand, and therefore you could have built your own.
Right, exactly. I often think a lot of times, even when I was years ago when I was working at, like, you know, like little restaurants and fast food joints, I always thought, you know, I wonder where I would be, or where the people here that's working along with me would be, where they would be if the CEO, like, for example, if Truett Cathy, S. Truett Cathy, of course, the founder of
Chick-fil-A.
Everybody knows Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce. You know,
all day.
All day, every day. Where would we be if he did not decide to go out on his own to create the original chicken sandwich? And Chick-fil-A was birthed from that moment. Where would he be? Would he be working for another company? Or I know that we wouldn't be here working for Chick-fil-A. It would be somebody else. It's your moment. If you have this idea that God has given you and you feel like you can really do well at it, why not take that first step off the cliff?
And honestly, you really just got to start. That's like what everyone really suspects to happen, is the fact that when you first start, everything's going to be glamorous, the money's going to come in right away, you're going to get this everything, the building you wanted for your business, the office you wanted. If you were a singer, you're going to get that record deal right away. No, you're going to be dropping a couple of songs on SoundCloud for a minute, you know, you're going to be working out of your bedroom, you know what I'm saying? But like everyone started somewhere. I was in Chick-fil-A not too long ago, shout out to Chick-fil-A, like Misa said, Polynesian sauce is amazing.
Dope.
But I mean, I was sitting there looking at how they got started. And when they first started Chick-fil-A, it was like this rinky dinky house where they were selling chicken sandwiches out of. But you know, they're the most richest fast food chain out of here today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because of that, because they just started at start. Even like with McDonald's, they were selling out of their own kitchen, like Papa John's. I don't think it's Papa John's. One of those pizza chains.
I believe it was Papa John's.
But they
actually
started in their own kitchen, and people were just coming in their city, coming around, ordering pizza, and then look where they are today. Even artists like Beyonce, where you thought Beyonce was just automatically popping? Like, no, she was not. She had to put forth the work in everything that she did. LeBron James, so many other people who have been working to get to where they are today, that was work and time and discipline and effort. So that's going to have to be the same thing with you. You just have to start at start first.
I actually saw a quote on Instagram, and it said that God does not look at your finances when it comes to fulfilling your dream.
Yeah.
He looks at your faith. Or he looks at your heart. He's not trying to find a dream or a goal that you're trying to reach that you can afford. Half the time, your dreams are so much far ahead of you that you have to work there, but you're going to get there. If you keep the faith, if you stay persistent, and if you keep on being diligent and making it there.
Yeah, you got to, man. Listen, that was your one, that was not your 1 minute inspiration, but listen, that was a whole bunch of inspiration for you guys here. It's March Motivation here on M&M Live Radio. We just want to inspire you guys to listen, start. Go ahead, write out the plan that you want to do. Don't be afraid to get in those uncomfortable situations and be able to grow and be the best entrepreneur, singer, ball player, whatever you want to be. Go ahead and start first, and therefore everything will fall right into place. But listen, y'all, we got some more music where that came from. Huge shout out to Lecrae, who was like on his all things work together, European
dude. Grinding.
Living, stage diving in Amsterdam, London, he is all over the place, man. Listen to all of our UK listeners and all of our European listeners. If Lecrae comes to your city, go check him out.
Go.
But you know what? Here is Broke by Lecrae. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Staying on sit right. Do it for my folk trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. Being broke, you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. 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 Gotta keep the stove high so it cook right. If everybody eating, that's a good night. Now I gotta take a loss, so I took flight. Hard times made for a good life. I said, being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich.
Yeah, never fell in love with the cocoa. Never had to hold up the stove with the fofo. Never had the dough kicked in by the fans while I'm laying in the bed on a bread that I'm gonna blow. But I do know what it feels like to go to school with the knockoff shoes. Eating free lunch, trying to act all cool. Well, you better know that we paid our dues. Never would I trade that, cause it made me better. Could've made me bitter. Can't buy that struggle, can't name no figure. But it made me richer. Yeah, being broke made me rich. And being low made you quit. But being low made me high. Take time if you want this, let's go.
Being broke, then it's staying on sick, right? Do it for my folk, trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. Being broke, then you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich.
Being broke made me rich. Gotta keep the stove high so it cook right. If everybody eating, that's a good night. Now I gotta take a loss, so I took flight. Hard times made for a good life. I said, being broke made me rich. 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 Yeah. Money may have made me richer, but the struggle got me richer than I ever been. Learn to hustle, use your muscle, learn to grind and keep your mind up on the future, man. We came out them trenches, government assistance in the beginning, keeping cans for the pennies. We saving that grease after dinner. Now they counting all my pennies, counting all my figures, all up in my business, man. Now they watching what I'm spending, wondering what I got and wondering how I get it, man. I was balling before I had a dollar, being empty handed, made me stupid rich. Rich and loyalty can pay the lawyer fee, but why I pitching in?
I'm gonna stand on sit right. Do it for my folk trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. For being broke, then you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich.
Being broke made me rich. Gotta keep the stove high so it cook right.
What's going on? This is your man Lecrae, and right now you're rocking with two of the most incredible sisters on M&M Live Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ay. 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 They ask us what's the mood, telling we the mood, yeah. Wanna know how we do, telling we don't lose, yeah. God made me so different since my first day. I
say yellow where I'm on the right away. We been here, yeah. We been here, yeah. We been here, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, we been here, yeah. We been here, yeah. We been here, yeah. We been here, yeah.
Benz don't bring no, try to copy hard like Kinko's. I'm all down for my day ones, but them bandwagons try to freeload. I've been independent, underground, been born with a beast mode. Been up on the wave since day one, so I'm Lil Yachty plus three boats. Been a fan of business, I know how to get it. Try to kill the real, but they no honor in it. I'm a dirty spider, get your lava lit. Y'all connected all the summer signing in it. Now they rollin', building up the house, yeah.
Hurt the light, we ain't out, yeah. Rick James with that new wave, while I roll my feet up on your couch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, flow so bad and bougie, y'all got it bad.
Was We Been Here by Cannon featuring Aaron Cole. Listen, another birthday shout out to both of those guys. They just recently celebrated a birthday. Shout out to Aaron Cole, who's still on the Hits Deep tour with Toby Mac. And also, Cannon tweeted just recently that he'll be going to Africa to perform and do some great things out there.
Let me tell you, the people out in Africa, they get lit.
Listen, you don't get lit, man. So listen, y'all. Shout out to all of our everyone from Africa, South Africa. I know we have some South African listeners. Listen, if Cannon comes to your city, man, go out. It's going to be a show you will never forget.
You think he might go to Wakanda?
I'm going with Cannon if he's going to Wakanda. Listen, Wakanda forever, man.
Come on,
forever.
Man.
Forever. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You already know it, man. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
We really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did acting crazy for the next 60 seconds or even last 60 minutes. Remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, for all that you do at your job, how much do you think you deserve to get paid?
You already know it. Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because March Motivation continues. Eminem Live Radio, and we'll be having a very special guest with us too.
That's right. She's been taking social media and the makeup industry by storm with her makeup traptorials. We're going to be talking to her about her journey to building her own cosmetic brand. That's right. Chelsea Worthy will be on Eminem Live Radio next week.
And also, plus, tune into Eminem Live Radio next week for new music, man, because you know Hot Tracks Off the Rack is here again.
And full effect, man. And guys, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course we got to get the credit when it's due.
Come on now, Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan, our guy Eli, and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Man, make sure March is absolutely amazing for you. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.